Welcome back. It's your boy Coach T, and I'm here with the local locker room. And today we got a special guest, Coach Meekins from the Spotsy Cougars, or should I say formerly from the Spotsy Cougars. Today's topic was brought to us by Coach Meekins, and it was the subject of, is there loyalty in youth football? And when we talk about loyalty in youth football, we're talking about not just from the parents' point of view, but today's topic is from the organization to the coaches. Is there loyalty from the organization to the coaches and the coaches to the organization? We was able to have a conversation and a sit down with Coach Meekins about a situation that just took place dealing with him personally himself and his organization. So we're going to let him get into it and speak on it. What's up with you?
What's that?
So listen, went to Nationals, first time in 10 years, like you said, right?
Yes, sir.
Went to Nationals in December. Here it is, the end of January.
Yeah.
You find out through the grapevine. We're going to say through the grapevine. You find out through the grapevine that your program that you've been with how many years?
13 years.
Since
day one.
So you've been with this program for 13 years since day one. You go to Nationals, you build a program. Because let's keep it a band. We're gonna keep it real. We always speak our truth on here. Anybody got a problem with it, they ain't got to watch it. It is what it is. Let's keep it a band. Spicy Cougars for the longest. We know what it was with that. So you've been there with them through the mud.
Through the mud, dog.
We ain't talking about it's been an easy ride. You've been there with them through the mud.
Through the mud, bro.
So now you on top, and this is perfect because it brings up that loyalty subject. And this is perfect because you've been there with them through the mud when you could have been went somewhere else, right? Like, let's just say that. And it's not me assuming you could have went somebody else. You're here yourself. I'm sure people have reached out to you and asked you, hey, you want to come coach over here, blase, blah, whoop-de-whoop.
Most definitely. Oh, yeah, for sure.
So, with that being said, tell us exactly what went down and how it went down.
Listen, bro, listen. I've been hearing through the grapevine towards the end of the season, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? The word was, you know, they try and get you out of there. I asked everybody, nah, I don't know nothing about what they talk about. Don't believe it. You know, it's all just rumors. So I'm thinking, you know, that the joint is over and done with. You know, we just had the drive through joint to, you know, to get the kids the trophies, little drive through ceremony, whatever, end of the season joint. And you know, I'm telling each parent to pull up. Hey, get ready. You know what I'm saying? 2 days later, I get a phone call. Yo, they with the shenanigans, bro. Watch yourself. They just offered me the head coaching spot to the 11U team. And so, I'm like, dude, what for my team?
Right. So, that's what I was getting ready to say. Now the 11U team is your team, right?
Yeah, we was 10U.
You was 10U this past season, so this coming season you'll be 11U.
Yeah, so I'm like, are you serious? He said, man, I ain't playing, man, for real. So I'm like, man, you got, you know what I'm saying? I'm stuck then, you know what I'm saying? Like, after all that stuff was dead, you know what I'm saying? So here we are, it's been going on, it just ain't been, you know what I'm saying, brought to my attention. And if you was going to go a different route, I would respect it if you hollered at me, you know, yo, we're going to go a different route for whatever reason that you got. It ain't got nothing to do with them children and what goes on in between them white lines.
So you feel as though this decision wasn't even about you as a coach. It wasn't about the kids. It wasn't about the safety of the kids.
I'm the best coach. I was the best coach over there.
See, my man Nick just popped on here and said that. He asked a question. Was this, so basically he's saying, was this the first time that they done something like this?
Nah. And you know what I'm saying? For the past 2-3 seasons, I done had to have meetings and sit down and talk and work things out and you know, all types of BS for the youth football, man. I don't have a dog in this fight. I don't have a kid on the team. My son is in high school, varsity. My son ain't been in with the org in years. I stay out there because that's my gift to give back. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
For the youth, for the kids. If anybody say I ain't for the kids, something wrong.
Javon Hooker just says the question. He said, isn't your team the only one in states every year?
Yes, sir.
Mmm.
We, you know what I'm saying? With this group right here that I got right now, you know, when I dropped down, I had Mike, I had Uno, Mike Swain's son, and Rocco's son.
Do you know a guy by the name of Jeff Shackelford?
Yeah, I know Jeff.
Well, he said he's agreeing with you. He said it never is about the kids over there, I'm assuming, because he said it never is over there. And I'm assuming
yeah, you know what I'm saying? But back to what I was saying, you know what I'm saying? Two people got reached out to about my position before I got a phone call. And it seemed like the only reason why I got a phone call because I'm pressing the issue and now they hear the kids leaving with me. You know what I'm saying? So now they feel that the team about to get hit hard. So now they try to butter it up. I don't know who's gonna be the head coach. Ain't nobody gonna take your spot. But they didn't already assign somebody else to the head coaching position.
So you find out. Let's clear it up. You find out through the grapevine. Hold on 1 second. You find out through the grapevine that they're offering somebody else a job. They find out that you now know that somebody else has been offered the job, and now they're trying to make it, you know, they're trying to clean it up.
Yeah, dog. And it's like, man, like when people step away, some people stepped away for a year or two or whatever, Mickers was still there. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
This person step away for a year, I'm still there. This person come and go, I'm still there. And it's like, dog, every year we getting better. It was a struggle. I knew it was going to be a journey with this squad when I first, you know what I'm saying, started over the team. I knew it was. You know, I had people out there talking, man, Mickers can't coach. But yet, before this team, my squad, we lost, what, 3 games in 3 years. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, when I dropped down, it was like, man, Mickers can't coach. Okay, we won 1 game our first year, Tiny Mike. 1 game. But I said, you know what? I'm going to stick to it. I'm going to add some players. I'm going to do what I got to do, recruit. Second year, 8U. We won three or four games.
Keep talking for the people. Keep talking for the people. I'll be right back. Keep talking.
I'm going to stay with it, man. 9U. We won 6 games. Lost in the first round of the playoffs. Got knocked off by the Knights. This year, Mick, what you going to do? You know, you got the squad. What you going to do? We go to Nationals. I don't care if it's D2 or not. We go to Nationals. Your org is back on a national stage that ain't where it has not been in 10 years plus. And you sitting here not even 2 months later, just last month, December 12th, 13th, just got back. And you sitting here going behind my back, replacing me for what reason? You know what I'm saying? Them kids rock with me. I rock with them kids. But now all of a sudden, you know, we gonna make it work. Nah, man, Like, loyalty, dog. Like, it's, I don't know. It's real different, you know what I'm saying? And at first, you know, I thought I'd be mad about the situation. But, you know, make time, you know, change is good, you know what I'm saying? Just turn a negative to a positive, man, that's all, you know what I'm saying? Keep pushing. Yeah, and I'm out there with PME now, and we're going to do big things. I got dogs, some of the dogs coming with me, and we just going to make it happen. But with this loyalty thing, man, never once in life have I thought, you know, I keep going through this every year, regardless of how good you get, how good you're doing, you know what I'm saying, how, regardless of whatever you're doing for the org, it ain't good enough. You know what I'm saying? It's just time to go, man. That's all I can say, you know. You know, before I gave them the you know, the joy of saying, yeah, I'm Mickens got replaced, we got Mickens out of there, I stepped down, man, and I let them have it. You know, it is a shame because some of the kids I've been with since they were tiny mites, some of them may stay, some of them may come, but the ones that I know that ain't gonna come, you know, I'm gonna miss them youngins because we built a bond over the years, you know what I'm saying? And it's a damn shame that adults are letting, you know, adults are just ruining you football, man. I'm 41 years old. Some of these youngins out here, 33, 32, 30, you know what I'm saying? And it just, I don't know. You know, I'm old school. It just, this shit just is crazy, man. The adults ruining you football, trying to dig in your personal life. And what you doing, who you doing it with. And like, it's too much. I don't get paid for this, man. I do it with love. But for me not to have a kid out there, I know I shouldn't be coming out there stressing, you know what I'm saying, worrying about who saying what about me on the sideline. And I'm coaching your kid. Like, I'm putting my time in. I miss stuff for my children. You know what I'm saying? Coaching other people's kids. And I've never seen a person trying to do something so positive and get so much negative feedback. It's this shit crazy, yo. That shit crazy.
Before we get into this next part, we're going to take a little break and give a shout out to one of our sponsors, Coach's Construction. Coach's Construction can handle all of your home repair needs. From taking down a wall to putting up a wall, from staining your deck, power washing your deck, to building a deck. All your home repair needs. Reach out to Coach's Construction. You can catch them on Facebook. All you got to do is go into your search bar and type in at Coach's Construction. They got videos and pictures of their work. And you can reach out to them and they will deal with you and handle anything that you need done in a quick manner. Again, Coach's Construction. Go check them out for all your home repair needs.
You felt you was done wrong, right?
All the way, cold-blooded.
And we had just did a podcast. As crazy as it sounds, we had just did a podcast. Me and Derek had did a podcast the other day about daddy ball and recruiting. So you called. That's the funny part. I stepped away. It was kind of good that I stepped away because it got a chance for you to tell your story so everybody could know from your mouth what happened. Because you know how these, like, you know how these motherfuckers is out here, cuz. The first thing they're going to say.
This was another thing that they had once they finally contacted me, you know, said, so this was another thing I got reached out to about coaching in the Battle All-Star game.
Right.
For the Olympics, right?
Correct.
So, normally, if anybody know me, as far as coaching, I have never, ever, ever, except for the Spring League, that was probably like 6-7 years ago or something like that. And we had it was a Spring League All-Star game down there, and I coached in that. That's when I was coaching the 14U team with Eric. And we did the All-Star game that time.
Right.
have not done an all-star game at all since then. So when I got the offer to coach the all-star game, you know what I'm saying? My thoughts wasn't, it is never about me, regardless of what anybody say or think. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't right. about me. I'm like, well, for the org, being that we just got back from Nationals.
It's a good look.
It'll be a good look for the org to have a coach out there on the All-Star team and to have some orange helmets out there representing the org in the All-Star game. You know what I'm saying? It won't never about me, but it got flipped and twisted and turned to that. So that would be another excuse for them to replace me, that I was getting kids to come play in the All-Star game to recruit. You know, you just use the All-Star game as a recruiting tool against the org and take the boys that I was bringing to the All-Star game to PME.
But now, how much sense does that make? Because why would you, and I know it. Why would you want
to do the All-Star game?
But what sense would it make for you to split up the team that you just took to Nationals?
Exactly, bro.
Like that makes no sense.
I'm trying to use that as a recruiting tool. Yo, come play for me.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Come play for me. If we out there in the All-Star, out there with all the big dogs. You know what I'm saying? And them orange helmets shining, you know what I'm saying? It's going to be somebody. Might not be everybody, but it's going to be somebody. Be like, yo, who? What team is that team with the orange on?
Yeah, where are they from?
The coach that coached them boys. Oh, he over there on the sidelines too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, that's what's up. I might reach out.
Yeah.
But they twist and turn that into where they use that as a reason. Well, I heard you was already leaving, going to PME. Man, that's not true at all. You know what I'm saying? That is not true at all.
Listen, man. I'm going to be honest with my bad folks. I had to step away. I had to take care of something. Plus, I wanted my man to tell y'all his own story. Because we both know how some of these motherfuckers is going to be. And you already know. I told you when you called me that day and told me what went on. I already told you. You already know how I feel about certain individuals. So I know they're going to say, oh, T-Tron, now I wanted you to tell your part. Now I can speak on it now that you told it. And it's jacked up. Because you know I know.
Most definitely.
You know I know. You know I know how long you've been there. You know I know. Like, and that's why I said you got it from the mud.
At one point, my team was the only thing keeping that org relevant.
At one point, that team was the only team people thought that the Cougars had. So this goes back to the topic. Then this is why this is perfect for this topic. Because, like I seen, Nick made a comment. Hey, Rich, listen, I ain't got to say too much bad because there's a lot of coaches on this feed that have been over there that had that done to them. You get what I'm saying? A lot of coaches that I know personally, like my bro Rich.
Oh, yeah, Richie? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He was with me. We was together with the 12U year.
Listen, listen, bro, you can't, so listen, and I'm going to say this, and I don't care how they feel, how anybody else feel, at the end of the day, this is my platform, it is what it is, those that know me, but then you wonder why your org keep going through this cycle of trash and bad years, bro. You can't keep doing, I say this over and over again, I don't care what league you are, I don't care what org you are, I don't care what league you're a part of, where you play, rec, tribal, whatever. You can't do good coaches bad. And like I tell people all the time, people got their own judgment of what a good coach is, what a good coach ain't. But at the end of the day, if you got a coach that's giving his time all the time, and I'm not talking about just giving his time during football season. I'm talking about giving his time year-round to your program, giving his time year-round to your team, giving his time year-round to your league. Like you said, there was years when certain people at the top had to step away. You stepped in.
Yeah.
So with that being said, you can't keep doing good coaches bad and then think your program is going to prosper. You run away all your good coaches. It don't work that way.
I was last of the most.
Hey, listen.
Let's go, Coach Over there.
You said it. I didn't, but I'll stamp it. I mean, it is what it is. And then now, and this is the kicker, though. So this is the kicker. And this is what bothers me. Because, like, my man, back, like I said, Nick made a comment. I seen it back a few.
I can't see none of the comments.
I don't know why you can't see them. That sucks, bro. But Nick made.
I can't see none of the comments, bro.
All right, so Nick made a comment. Nick said,
unless I, like, leave the.
Nick made a comment. Nick said, you was loyal. Your loyalty hurt you. Being loyal to the wrong people allowed them to put that disloyal on you.
That's a true story.
My man, check this out. My man Richie is rocking with you, boy. Richie is on. Listen, one thing, for those of you that don't know Richie Hernandez, a.k.a. Richie, my dog don't hold no punches, man. When he unload the gun, he lets it loose, and he's letting it.
Always kept it like that.
Always keeps it 100.
He's gonna run it to you
like it's supposed to be. You can't help but respect it. My man is letting it be known on here. They've been doing coaches like that for years. He said Mike Swain brought him back, and they was eating. And then the guy they brought in there, we already know what it is. My man J-Von Hooker said, open it to the world. You got to, man. Hey, he said swipe left, and you might swipe left on your screen to see if you can see the comments that way.
Oh, yeah, I can see them now.
There you go.
Yeah, I can see them now. Oh, yeah.
That's tough, bro.
Oh, yeah.
And it's crazy because you got programs that want you to be so loyal to them. They want you to be so super loyal to them. But then the minute you expect that same loyalty back, it just ain't going to happen.
Hey, look. Richie said them people about themselves, if it ain't in the limelight with the top squad, they destroy that team. You know what I'm saying?
Now you can't even say in the limelight because you.
But check this out. Was it nobody in, no, I mean nobody, was worried about this team when we was tiny mites, 22 kids, 18 never played. So that's what I dropped down to. 22 kids, 18 new kids, never played. Had four players on there that took a snap with the helmet on. Nobody was trying to replace me then.
That's tough, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
You can't do. Listen.
You worried about that team.
You can't
and
do.
The more we won, the more it seemed like. All right. Well, let me get my hands on the team now. Everybody want to do something with the team after we did struggle, you know, and went through the mud, and we. You know, we above water now. Now everybody worried about that team. It's the best team. It's other teams in that org that need assistance, that need help. Why are you messing with the best team in your org?
It goes back to what Richie just said. I'm looking at the comments over here because I can see them clear. My eyes is bad. It goes back to what Richie said. They only want the teams that's in the limelight. Richie said, hey, Richie, you got a point. I just looked over here. I got I can read it better. My man Richie said, that's why the top orgs like the Jackets, PME, and Warriors is winning. Facts. Because they got people that are loyal, and they show loyalty to their people. You can feel how you want to feel. At the end of the day, you can feel how you want to feel. The people that coaching these orgs can feel how they want to feel about each other. But when you look at the overall picture, and you look at tribal football in the state, in the northern part of Virginia, you know, you got your Hampton Roads side, your Richmond side. But when you look at the Northern Virginia side, which basically goes from Fredericksburg all the way, goes from Fredericksburg all the way to all the way back up to Prince William County, is considered Northern Virginia part of youth football. When you look at it, Richie's right. Those are the teams you hear. Those are the organizations you hear. And you was finally putting, like, Cougars back to where they were getting that mentioning, where they were getting that name, where they were getting that talk. And as soon as you do, they want to grab your team. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. So, and again, it goes back. It goes back again. Get down. But this is a big part of the loyalty situation, man. That plays a big part. This right here shows that, again, there is loyalty, but where does your loyalty lie? And clearly somebody in the Cougars program's loyalty was riding with whoever wanted your team. That's the sad part. That's the sad part. And that part sucks, man. That part sucks. That was our topic tonight, man. I appreciate my man Meekins coming in. We're going to have to do this again. I appreciate my man coming in. So with that being said, I'm about to get up off of here. I appreciate you, cuz. Good luck to whatever you got lined up. Well, good luck to whatever you got lined up, whatever you're getting ready to hop on, man. Good luck to you. And hopefully this one work out better than the last situation. But 13 years is a hard pill to swallow, bro, especially when you've been doing it for free. Man, that's tough, man. Well, you heard it from the horse's mouth. They can't say I was trying to start no trouble. The man wanted to speak on it. I gave him a topic. I got a platform. It is what it is. Loyalty. There is loyalty. The question is, what side are you going to place your loyalty on? You feel me? With that being said, I'm out of here, man. It was Local Locker Room. I appreciate y'all checking in. I appreciate you watching. We out of here. Don't forget to check the podcast. We on plenty of platforms, and we're going to keep it rolling. We out.